going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift. Mike, Bo, and Allie now officially hanging out with us. This hour brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. We're going to go in the huddle in just a second. Got a couple cool stories from around the NFL. Also be following up on the Jeff Ulbrich story, so make sure you stay tuned for that. Want to hear from you guys at 929 Morning Shift on the socials. Got a mic'd up coming up in the 740 segment. Got Tony Pauline on at 820. He'll be answering questions about the report he had about Jalen Walker possibly needing surgery and the slight draft fall for him. Also, Dave Archer will join us at 840 to kind of sum up the weekend and talk about how this roster looks as it sits right now. Allie, you had a really cool story this morning that I wasn't even aware of about our buddy Bijan Robinson.
Yeah, I saw this on the AJC. So 13-year-old Bowen Harbuck, I want to give you a little bit of background and context on this. He got a huge surprise last week. He goes to Booth Middle School, and Bowen is a huge Falcons fan, and he actually won in his fantasy football league last year. Love stats. His room is covered in memorabilia, and the last year, he's had a bit of a tough time because he went into septic shock, ended up losing his arm, had to be amputated. Oh, no. But while he was in the hospital, Bowen was linked up with this nonprofit group called Dream on 3 Georgia. And they got in touch with Bijan to deliver a really, really cool message.
What's up, Bowen? This is Bijan, bro. Hey, first off, I just want to say I'm praying for you. I know that, you know, some unfortunate stuff happened, but you know what? We're going to bounce back even better than what we were. But hey, I have a surprise for you, bro. So you're about to make the pick at the 2025 NFL Draft on Saturday. I need you to be ready. I need you and your family to get ready to go to Green Bay. You guys are about to have the best time. You're about to make one of our best players that we might ever have. You're about to make that pick. And I hope I meet you one day. I hope, you know, me and you just dap it up, have a conversation, and, you know, keep it on going from there. But, man, praying for you. Hope you have a great time on Saturday, and we'll see you soon.
With the 218th pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the Atlanta Falcons select
Jack Nelson, tackle from Wisconsin.
Yay! Great job, Bowen. I love that. So you probably saw him on TV over the weekend. I have a feeling, though, this is not the end. We're going to see more from Bijan and Bowen as the season gets going, because this is pretty much a lifelong bond they've got going on there.
Yeah, with all the negative headlines that you feel like coming about Atlanta Falcons, we've been talking about all day. We'll get to more here in just a second, but it is nice to see that piece, man. Shout out to Bijan for getting that. Dude, it's funny because, man, you see these guys drafted, and at a certain point, you're like, this guy's growing up before our eyes. Not that he wasn't a grown man when he was a rookie a couple years ago, but you're like, you see these guys get more comfortable in situations like that, although Bijan has always been that way. So good with words. Nice work. That's a cool story.
I've gotten to get to know Bijan in his two seasons here. And, I mean, he walked in as one of the most amazing guys I've ever been around in that setting, you know, in the team setting. He just is unbelievably an amazing human being. He's the nicest guy you'll meet, the most respectful. He really cares. You know, he in every interview that he ever does with us, or every time, you know, he mentions his faith, and he is literally like, he's the kind of guy that you want your kid to put a jersey on, and that's the name and number they have on, they're wearing on their back. He is the perfect one. You know, so you said it. A lot of guys get a lot of negative rap, and sometimes you even hear about people's kids getting negative raps. And he's not it, man. He is absolutely salt of the earth human being.
Well, speaking of people's kids, Dylon, let's go in the huddle. Yeah, we'll get to the Jax Olbrich saga. I'm going to call it a saga. The Jax Olbrich saga in just 1 second. The name Atlanta Falcons popping up in the news for the wrong reasons once again, but, you know, not technically their fault, but we'll talk about that in 1 second. I do want to get to you guys just down the road, obviously inside the division. One quote-unquote retired wide receiver is headed back to a division foe. That is Mr. Hunter Renfrow, who retired over a year ago from the Las Vegas Raiders, and there's been whispers about him coming out of retirement. Now he joins, Bo, a, I don't want to call him loaded wide receiver room, because you really don't know what you have, but obviously first rounder last year in Xavier Leggett, you know, Tet McMillan, Adam Thielen, you go top to bottom. Hunter Renfrow kind of fits into that room. So just interesting to note that he is now back in Carolina. He went to Clemson, and obviously as a Bama guy has left a scar on my heart.
Well, I don't think he ever actually retired. That was kind of the funny part about it, is he was mentioned to have retired, and he was like, really? Guess I better stop training, trying to get ready for the season. He just, you know, injuries really derailed him. At one point in time, dude was unreal. Do they still have Adam Thielen there?
Yes, they do.
So, Thielen, Renfrow, they got McMillan, and they got Leggett, that's who it is.
Yes.
They've got a pretty good receiver room right now. They have clearly invested in making that – and they also got ETN, Trevor, who's a running back that's very good at – Georgia fans know him, Florida fans know him, but he's very good at catching the ball in the backfield. They have put together what they think is a solid offense for Bryce Young to get better at, and we saw Bryce Young get better in front of our eyes last season. That's why the Falcons went defense. It's one of the reasons why the Falcons went defense heavy, is Baker and his weapons down in Tampa. I don't care what New Orleans is doing. None of it really makes sense. But Carolina, what they're doing, those teams are getting better. You have to find a way. You just can't plan on outscoring them, because as we saw in week, 18 last year, that didn't work out well for the Falcons, even with Penix playing at a high level.
Yeah, a couple of other stories going on around the NFL. The Commanders have reached an agreement for a new stadium with the District of Columbia. That'll go at the site of the old RFK. That's much needed. That place is a dump, to put it lightly, the old FedEx Field. I don't even know what it's called now. And Caleb Lohner, I thought this was pretty cool. Caleb Lohner, a tight end from Utah, drafted by the Denver Broncos in the 7th round, had 57 snaps in his college football career, Bo. 57 snaps. I came out the same year as Jimmy Graham. Sean Payton trying to kind of recreate this, I guess, Jimmy Graham mold, but Caleb Lohner would be one to keep an eye on. 6'7", 245. Look, Travis Hunter played three times that amount of snaps each game in college, and Caleb Lohner gets 57 his entire college career. But obviously something to work with.
Well, and we know that they could have literally the polar opposite careers, and it not be, you know, it not be Travis Hunter's fault at all. You just never know what's going to happen. Look, I love to kill Sean Payton, but if anybody can do it, Taysom Hill, Jimmy Graham, it's Sean Payton. Sean Payton found something with this guy's game that he likes, that he think he can exploit and get the most out of, and hurt other teams. And so there's nothing that tells me that this is a bad pick. And again, in the 7th round, it's like we talked about with Jack Nelson, you get what you get out of it. And
right,
whatever it is, it could be a plus. I will say this real quick, too, about the site of the Washington Stadium moving to RFK. Thank God. Because the only thing – I hate the stadium they're in now. And the only enjoyment I get out of there is looking at the outline of where Sean Weatherspoon ended RG3's career, essentially.
Yeah. There's like a chalk line right there.
Yeah,
we might actually – I tell you what, once they get rid of that stadium, we might just sneak up there and put a small trophy or a statue in the outline of RG3.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Real quick, before we go to break, we've covered it all day. The Jax Olbrich saga, I'm calling it. Jeff Olbrich's son gets Shedeur Sanders' phone number. He's part of that prank call, unfortunately. It's a bad look, guys, from every single direction. Allie said it earlier. It's like Shedeur actually comes away from this, and you feel bad for the guy, man. It's one of the darkest moments, really, of his life.
Absolutely, and I think, you know, had I been in that situation or a lot of other people, you're expecting that call. Shedeur at least was able to get outside the moment and realize something weird was going on and didn't overreact, really. I think I would have missed it. I would have done a total bypass and been like, I'm going to the Saints.
Yes.
I totally yes. would have fallen for it. But
been waiting on you to call.
Exactly. Exactly. So I do think, though, he didn't overreact. He actually showed some grace in that situation.
Spot on.
I just can't imagine all those cameras on you when that kind of prank is being played, when it is the biggest day of your life.
Yeah, the biggest day, Bo, and one of the lowest points, I want to say, because of the draft tumble, which everybody's talked about till we're blue in the face. We don't need to kind of, you know, reconvene on that, man, but
yeah, I don't like mean-spirited pranks. I love pranks. I think it's fun. I told you earlier, we played a prank on a buddy of ours literally last night that was not mean-spirited. We were just joking, but we know each other, right? And it's okay. This was mean-spirited. There's nothing funny about trying to capitalize off someone else's misfortunes, and that's what this is. I don't care. It doesn't matter. And I think Allie's spot on. There's probably a lot of people that doesn't matter any which way. It's just not funny. It's not something that good people do. He's got a lot of growing up to do. I'm not saying that Jax Olbrich and whoever the other clown was are bad people, but they have a lot of growing up to do, and you just put yourself in a bad light.
Yeah, you definitely
shame
did.
Shame on you. Shame.
You definitely did. Shame. Shame. Game of Thrones.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sunday. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.